So we're doing a segment today on the Poor People's Campaign, and we're joined by Reverend Joe Paperone of the New York State Labor Religion Coalition and Thomas Kearney of the Release Asian People from Prison Campaign. Joe or Tom, do you want to start us off with an overview of what is the Poor People's Campaign?
Sure. Thanks, Mark. So the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is a continuation of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's last campaign. It's what he was working on when he was killed back in 68. And we brought it forward to today, continuing with the same sort of framework and analysis that he had, which is that there are these interlocking injustices, interlocking evils, sometimes we call them, of systemic racism, poverty, militarism, and ecological devastation. And the idea being that you can't take on one of them without approaching and taking on all of them. And so a lot of our task is around building unity and leadership amongst the most directly impacted people by all those big oppressions, right? So we talk a lot about building unity amongst the poor and dispossessed. And that can take a lot of different shapes. We spend a lot of time in political education, helping people understand and approach, better understand the oppressions that they're facing, as well as how to take action together, but also really focus on building that unity across lines of division, which I think, especially for those of us who work in different advocacy realms and social change, we find that a lot of these issues are very siloed.
And I noticed from some of your information I read recently, you really try to draw the connection between the present COVID crisis and a lot of the problems that we face with healthcare inequality and the criminal justice system.
Yeah, absolutely. So as an example, our recent meeting we had in the Capital Region, part of our time together was spent reflecting on the healthcare crisis from a variety of different perspectives. So we heard folks talk about COVID and healthcare behind bars and in prison and jails and the crisis happening there. We heard from someone who's a disability rights advocate and organizer talking about the crisis of COVID in congregate settings and long-term care needs. We heard about racial disparities of COVID and vaccine distributions. And also we have organizers who are part of Food Not Bombs to talk about the ways that they're seeing the healthcare crisis play out amongst the folks who are coming by for meals there and as well as serving meals. And we did that for the purpose of finding the common points of connection, right? That healthcare is an issue that everybody has to deal with. And so we found it as a way to kind of unite the class, right? The group of the poor and dispossessed across these lines of division.
Now, I know we've had people on before from the Release Asian People from Prison. And of course, obviously one of the concerns, A, they should be released, period. But B, certainly during the COVID crisis, that's become more of a concern. So Thomas, has you gotten much support yet from Governor Cuomo and the state legislature?
We haven't gotten much support from Governor Cuomo as far as granting clemencies or even including the incarcerated community in the definition of congregate setting that would allow individuals to get the vaccine, like the first round of vaccines, as has happened in nursing homes and other congregate settings. The legislator just yesterday has moved one of our bills through committee, the Fair and Timely Parole Act, and it's now eligible for a full vote on the Senate floor, which is great.
So what are some of the, events you have coming up in the near future that would be good for people to know about, participate in?
Go ahead, Thomas. Share some of the RAP stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Poor People's Campaign. Go ahead, Thomas.
RAP and a coalition that we're a part of called the People's Campaign for Parole Justice, which is a coalition of 16 core basic civil rights organizations who have been organizing around mass incarceration and includes over 350 other state and statewide and local organizations that have signed on to a letter to the legislator urging them to pass our parole justice platform, which is Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole. We are holding a meeting. Well, we're starting to hold meetings the first Tuesday of every month that's coming up. Individuals can go to RAFCampaign.com to find that link to join that meeting. There's also still the organizational sign-up letter there. If organizations would like to support the campaign, they can find that organizational sign-up letter and show their support for parole justice.
And Joe?
Yeah, on the Poor People's Campaign side of things, this coming Monday, there's going to be a statewide healthcare speak out at noon. It'll be streaming online. We'll hear from folks directly impacted by the healthcare crisis in all these different dimensions that I was talking about. And that'll be streaming online. We share a lot of stuff at our Facebook page, which is New York State Poor People's Campaign. Also, though, at the national level, they've been doing a series of what are called Moral Mondays, and looking at a series of different policy priorities for the first 100 days of the Biden administration. They're doing this on the national level. So those have been happening every Monday, and they usually have a different focus on issues and different focus location-wise. So for instance, the past couple of weeks especially, they've been talking a lot about the minimum wage and the healthcare crisis, and hearing directly from low-wage workers, either tipped workers or folks in West Virginia in particular, a particularly important state in that fight right now. I know this coming week, they're going to be talking about ecological devastation. And there's some upcoming things on voting rights. And that'll be continuing every Monday, also streamed online, either at poorpeoplescampaign.org or on the national Facebook page. And then locally, our next meeting, we meet every third Tuesday of the month. So our next meeting is a little ways off, March 16th. But we're just developing some working groups to kind of carry our work between these bigger general meetings. So if folks are interested in getting involved in some of our working groups around base building or political education, or we also have a care team, which is really about talking with folks and connecting people around. We know that these issues of poverty and injustice like cause trauma, right? And so it's an important thing that as we engage in these struggles for justice, to support one another and to try and build each other up as a community and to navigate these traumas as best we can in our organizing, not set that aside as something different. So we've got a developing care team as well. And if people are interested in that, they can send an email to newyork@poorpeoplescampaign.org and we'll get folks looped in right away.
You know, the Labor Religion Coalition is helping to coordinate the Poor People's Campaign. Obviously, we have a very polarized, divided country at the moment. You know, religion, faith is one of the groups which try to be a little bit, you know, less partisan, a little bit more about trying to unite people. And, you know, the last 90 seconds, what type of progress are you hoping for in trying to get a broader political, economic consensus around, you know, justice for all and the poor people's agenda?
Yeah. So, you know, the Poor People's Campaign is not a faith, you know, like you don't have to be a person of faith to be part of it. But part of our analysis is that there is a distorted moral narrative in this country of white Christian nationalism that needs to be confronted. You know, I think for too long, people of faith and people of progressive values have sort of ceded the language of faith, ceded the terrain of faith to really reactionary politics. And we don't accept that at all. I read the same Bible that everybody does, right? And I've come to some very different conclusions around what it means to live morally, to live rightly, to pursue justice for the poor and oppressed and with the poor and oppressed. And we think that that's a terrain of struggle that needs to be confronted. And so again, you don't need to be a person of faith to be part of our campaign, but we do ask it and seek to develop an understanding of how people's faith, and particularly Christianity, has been wielded as a weapon against our struggles for justice, and we don't want to accept that. So we're gonna fight back on that, and look to all of our faith traditions and holy texts as sources of justice and inspiration. And the Bible, in particular, is one of the few ancient texts that's written from the perspective of the poor and dispossessed. That's not usually how we've inherited history, right? History is usually written by the winners, the folks at the top.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank Joe Paperone of the New York State Liberty Religion Coalition and Thomas Kearney of the Release Asian People from Prison and overall the Poor People's Campaign. And this has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.